Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 20th to the 24th. A list of the top 10 stories, according to the research done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and his staff and crew. We have the top stories, the top people. Lots of discussions this week, appropriate, some of them. I guess they're all appropriate, depending on how you stretch the word appropriate. But lots to talk about, Michael. So shall we get started with the story list, and then we'll do the people list, and then you and I will get into it, as it were.
All right. Yes, I'd say most of these stories are appropriate. Of course, they center around the coronavirus, so there are many stories that also would be appropriate that are being ignored. But you can only have so much, you know, room in your consciousness for so many topics. Yeah. And it's one of the lessons in this is just how selective we are about what we consider to be news and prioritizing our stories.
Tough job.
It's an important job, too.
Yep.
So much censorship and repression is done by not covering stories as opposed to necessarily...
On purpose for some of them. That's my editorial, not yours.
It's a subjective determination. It happens all the time. Of course, there's also follow the leader in the media. Sometimes everybody follows each other.
It isn't just in the media, in the news media, but it's in the medical world. I mean, we can talk about some of that stuff when we get to healthcare, but the things that are being said and done about certain treatments and the veracity of things, it just is pretty amazing what's going on. Something to talk about anyway. So
all of the hypocrisy and politics and weaknesses of character are all being exposed in this particular stretch of history. Let's go into the chart here. At number 10, we have tornadoes in the southeast. At number 9, we have Earth Day tied with climate change. And they, of course, spark each other in terms of conversation. Number 8, the NFL. That's the National Football League. The NFL draft. At number 7, psychology tied with communications technology. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and controversy over the World Health Organization. At number 5, we have statistics and projections. At number 4, healthcare. At number 3, the presidential race and politics. At number 2, civil liberties, government relief packages issues. Those are tied. And number 1, tied, we have the economy and the issue of lives versus livelihood. The People's Survey has number 10, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's getting ready to run for re-election. At number 9, Nancy Pelosi. She's wiping her nose all over the podium. At number 8, Mitch McConnell.
Good God.
At number 8, Mitch McConnell. At number 7, Xi Jinping and Tedros Adhanom. At number 6.
Adhanom.
Joe Biden at number 6. Do you remember him? He used to be involved in things.
Yes. There's another Adhanom. Yeah.
At number 5, Dr. Rick Bright. At number 4, Brian Kemp, Carolyn Goodman, and Ron DeSantis, political figures. At number 4, Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer. We have at number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Dr. Donald Trump. I have given him an honorary Talkers Magazine doctorate.
Is this a PhD? Is it an EDD? Is it an MD? Is it a
it's
DDD? What is this?
BSD.
BS degree. Yes. Correctamundo. Well, there's so much BS floating around. It's really hard. That's why this is such an important service, to be able to try to separate the wheat from the chaff, to use a farming expression that we use on the farm. There's stuff that is just plain garbage that is coming out. And one of the things, because I think this is appropriate, Michael, if I can direct your attention to your thoughts about Earth Day. This is Earth Week. the nuance of teaching people, whether they even are thinking about it at this point in time, how important oxygen is, because we don't have a planet, we don't have life without it, and that's really kind of what Earth Day, the trees, planting trees, it's something that gets lost oftentimes because there's so much of a political agenda attached to it. But you know me, I don't care about politics when it comes to this sort of thing. It just is something for people to know. Youngsters, what a shame we're not in school, because there's always that opportunity to teach youngsters who just don't have, you know, not being brought up on a farm, not being around things that grow anymore, people don't get how important the earth, and the sustenance of the earth. I'm getting onto my bully pulpit.
Yeah, listen to you.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
Mr. Environmentalist.
Well, I think that we need to be a little more conscious, frankly, and I think that's one of the things that we're learning from this experience so far this year, of how much we have cleaned up our act a bit, whether we did it because we wanted to or because we had to. But a lot of things have become cleaner because of what has happened, and one wonders how, when we get back to a more normal place, whatever that's going to be, how we will turn our attention to respecting and not polluting this planet.
Well, perhaps it is we who are the virus.
Ah.
There's a profound.
Yeah. All right. But can we survive without destroying ourselves is the question. And maybe that question applies to humanity in general and our getting along with each other, because I think one of the things that's become very clear, at least in my circle this week, has been the role the Chinese and the Iranians and the Russians are playing. Kind of, in a way, you can make a good argument for China creating this to bring the rest of the world to its knees, because they've already succeeded in capturing a good deal of the business that's done around the world, and people becoming dependent on their manufacturing, or at least that's what it seemed. It would be nice to see some leadership here going after incentivizing all American businesses who are doing business in China to come back to our country in some way, shape, or form. Is there anybody there with that leadership, do you think, thinking that way?
Well, it's very difficult to get people to take a political ideology that is not in concert with their finances, and many people are making a lot of money out of our relationship with China, so it's difficult to move politically in that direction. As a result of that, many in the media, many in the mainstream arena would say what you just said is conspiracy theory and wacko. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at it carefully, what you're saying is very valid, and there are a growing number of people in the national conversation echoing what you said. So this is not going to go away, and one of the main things that's going to happen, if not during, certainly after this crisis runs its course, if hopefully it does, we'll be investigating, okay, where did it come from, how did it happen, who was responsible, who did a good job, who didn't do a good job, and who acted maliciously. And I think that that's all going to be part of this
you
discussion.
You can see already the setup, though, with I think it's the state of Minnesota or Mississippi, one of the M states, is suing already, the first suit to be in the international court, suing China, Chinese Communist Party, Chinese government for $8 billion, and the Chinese say, well, this is ridiculous, and they keep pointing to, and the World Health Organization is bolstering, because they're in concert with them, the fact that the thing started in a food court with bats being eaten, which everybody knows that has a brain, is an absolute lie. So, you know, you go from there. They're already trying to build, we didn't have anything to do with this. Well, I mean, come on. How stupid do you have to be to think that that's the case with all the evidence that points, all the evidence from many different sources here? Anyway, I'm getting off on my...
That's okay. You're echoing what a lot of people are saying on talk radio, certainly, and that's what this survey is. This is a survey of conversations on talk radio, not necessarily the big news stories that are important, that we deem important, or that we consider to be big stories. These are big stories on radio. And radio is often a bellwether of public opinion.
Sure is.
You can tell where the national mood and elections and things of that nature are going by just listening to News Talk Radio, because it's all there, usually 6 months to a year or more ahead of the curve.
Yep. That's what we do here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Here's my reminder as you continue to focus. No matter what the course of this is, it still is important by any measure to stay healthy. The folks at MyPillow have for years and years offered a wash and dry pillow. All of the pillows at MyPillow, as a matter of fact, are wash and dry. The only company, the only pillow in existence that you can buy, use, wash, dry for 10 years. The pillow should last for 10 years doing that on a regular basis. If it doesn't, they give you a new one without charge. 60-day guarantee. You bring it into your home. You like it, great. You don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillows either. But the important thing to remember is at this time, we really need to be thinking about our health and well-being. And there's nothing more important than having your surroundings, especially as much time as you're spending at home, be as clean as possible. That includes your bedroom, your bathroom, includes your bed, everything about your bed, the pillows. You know, you have things that come, they're on your body. Even if you take a shower, they get into the pillows and the sheets and stuff. So if you want to protect yourself, stay clean. All these pillows, you can get up to 10 pillows for 66% off. Whether it's the standard, the king, the queen size pillows, whatever it is, the platinum premium pillows, 66% on all the other products too with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. So don't miss out on the opportunity to save your health and well-being and also to get a great value on a great product, a great American product. These are all made in America. And you can get them, see the list, find out what you need, and then just buy them at MyPillow.com. They help you finance anything over $200. Great time to do it right now. Use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
So the important thing here is, in terms of understanding what we do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison every week, is to figure out what the priorities are and what's behind the discussion on all these talk radio programs that Michael has access to, and then how you ferret through all the news stories, the things, and maybe we have our own thoughts. Michael certainly shares his. I share mine. The story in Phoenix about the protest when, you know, people are understanding that the hospitals are going to stay open and, you know, when are we getting back to business is the question. A lot of people asking that question. 21 after the hour.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And it does continue here. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, our weekly get-together, going through the charts that that point in one direction. It would seem we're just like for a month or more, it's been pretty much one direction only. And because News Talk Radio is so political, there is a, I don't know if danger is the right word, Michael. You can pick a word maybe that's better than that. The way the politicians, some of them, and the way some of the people on the radio have continued to hammer away at the political differences that divide our country in a time when it seems to me, as an objective, I hope I'm objective about most things, we ought to be unified. We ought to be, the enemy isn't the Republicans or the Democrats. The enemy is the Chinese. And the Chinese government and this whole business, we're at war with a disease, not with each other.
Yeah, we are at war with this is interesting. We are at war as human beings against another species. Yeah. This is
not interesting. Look at it that way.
It is.
It's the humans versus the bugs.
Right.
The bugs win for a while.
We have been at war with the bugs since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And we don't think of it that way, but bacteria and viruses are real. They might even have a collective consciousness. They operate with great intelligence. It's just a very different type of intelligence than we understand.
And, well, look at how they morph and they change. They modify their existence.
Yeah. They have some tremendous natural collective strategy that they operate by. But that's what it comes down to. What we're talking about here is profound. The human race, the species, you know, Homo sapiens, is at war with this thing we call the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. It has a lot of names, but it's a virus. And how it was originated and all of that, those are different topics. But the fact of the matter is we're at war, and we have to come to terms with that.
So let me ask you why you think, in your experience and your knowledge, we haven't come together really to the point we did during this time after September 11th. We certainly did in World War II. We have come together in times of great urgency. This is a great urgent problem. So why are we fighting among ourselves as to how it's being handled instead of focusing all of our energy on the real enemy, which is the virus and the Chinese government?
Okay, well, you are viewing it through the lens of political dialogue. So before I answer your question, I have to tip my hat to all of those people who are coming together.
Yes.
All of the people on the front lines, all the people that are working, facing the disease, people who are cooperative, people who are staying home, following government directives, trying to do the right thing. So to say that we're all fighting with each other is an exaggeration.
It
now,
is, you're right. Yep.
But we are fighting with each other within the realm of activism and politics and the media. And the reason, in my opinion, that we are is because, one, there is a tremendous amount of political corruption and dishonesty that we seek victory at the expense of truth, and many people cannot let a good crisis go unused. Mm-hmm. So there is a tremendous amount of opportunism politically going on that's stoking the flames of disunity. And the other thing that's causing this is that at this point in time, and this is a broad statement, it's not true for everybody, but we don't trust each other. There is a very high level of distrust among people. So whereas before, oh, that's an expert, you know, good person, I trust that person. I was, what's his agenda? What's his game? When we see the dirty politics, when we see the opportunism, when we see the exploitation, the scams, the use of this issue for personal gain, the disingenuous activity on the part of universities, etc., it's hard not to say, okay, yeah, it's us against them, and lose sight of the real enemy.
All right, we'll talk more about that as we continue next half hour of the Talk Radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S. And it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon, according to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots.
Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the South. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved the manufacture of 63 other tests. Taxpayers will now pay restaurants to make meals for millions of California seniors during the coronavirus pandemic, an initiative that could pump billions of dollars into a devastated industry while generating sales tax collections for cash-strapped local governments. California has about 5.7 million people 65 and older, and it's not known precisely yet how many will be eligible. Keep it here, and we'll keep you updated at USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Countdown Show, the week of April 20th to the 24th, last full week of the month of April. We'll be into May, Michael, before you know it. And the good weather, well, and one of the things that is part of our countdown, the list of stories focusing on the tornadoes that have come about every year at this time, with spring coming in, winter going away, the clash of the cold air and the warm air and other systems. This year we seem to have been hit pretty hard in several areas, towns almost destroyed. But every year at this time, we seem to have this sort of discussion, do we not?
Yeah, tornadoes are part of the cycle. We have tornadoes in the spring. We have hurricanes in the fall. You know, we have blizzards, nor'easters, and drought, pestilence.
Our enemies.
Earthquakes.
Yes, right.
You know, and
it's a very interesting
thing,
living and dealing with Mother Nature, with the earth,
well,
the planet, which is a living being thing.
Well, you know, the glorification of nature as being healthy, there's something wrong with that story. You know,
you mean what we've done to it in terms of how it isn't as healthy?
Not just the idea that, you know, getting close to nature is healthy. Getting close to nature is a remedy, is a recipe for disaster. You'll freeze to death, you'll burn to death, you'll starve to death.
Depends on where you are, yeah, exactly. If you're in Hawaii, well, maybe a volcano will scare your pants off. But other than that, Hawaii is as close to a perfect place as I found on the planet, frankly. But you know, every place has its problems. And back to what you said, the reality of putting it into that perspective, we're at war with a bug.
Yeah,
and the bug,
definitely.
You know, there are a lot of people who scoff about the human race. Well, we've only been on the planet for about 300,000 years, give or take. And there were plenty of things around before that. Remember, the planet itself is 4 billion, maybe 5 billion years old. What's happened here? And then when you look at our solar system, which may be 10 or 12 billion years old, the universe, depending on whether you believe that it goes on forever, stars, who knows? There's the theory, the Big Bang theory, that 19 billion years ago, the size of a pin exploded and created all of this. You know, who knows what the reality is, frankly.
Well, the standard model right now that most of the scientists would say is 13.7 billion years ago, the universe came into existence from nothing. Yeah. And the Big Bang, they call it. And, of course, you know, that's a theory.
Right.
Scientists.
I didn't prove that.
Scientists in charge of the establishment of the science community tend to forget the word theory, and they talk about their theories as though they're fact. So you know, we say science is the answer. Well, science is a method. As a method, science is the answer, but what the science establishment deems to be fact that is really theory because they conveniently forget to use the word theory, well, that's just like politicians or people in business or scammers and people seeking victory at the expense of truth. It goes on in science as well. So you've got to be, it's back to what we said before. Who do you trust? You got to trust your own instincts. You got to be educated, and you have to have critical thinking, and don't put your faith in any given unless you have personally experienced it.
Well, there's a great entree into accepting or rejecting various theories, and when it comes to this health care situation we find ourselves in, and this has something to do with what you were talking about in the last half hour, the politicization of almost every aspect of this, from that corner, we have study upon study upon study, not done here, but done in France and in Europe, in Germany and other places. The Z-Pak put together with the medicine that gets rid of malaria has been proven without a shadow of a doubt to work in most cases. Not every case, and it's not good for everybody. But the fact that it has been yanked from discussion, the focus here in our country, with one scientist, a medical doctor and scientist who happens to be associated with a number of programs that I do, his name is Ken Kronhaus, who has looked at the data from France and seen how this combo, they call it a cocktail, has worked, and it's been used in other countries as well. It's actually been put forth here in a number of circumstances, but yet still the medical community discounts it and says, well, it hasn't been proven by a double-blind study. Unions are keeping the members, like the out in Smithfield, out in North Dakota with the Smithfield plant run by and owned by the Chinese government, the pork producer Smithfield, a union there has told its employees not to take the Z-Pak and the hydrochloric, whatever they call that stuff, the malaria drug. Now, why would they do that? When study after study shows, it may even be that Fauci says, okay, you know, this hasn't been proven. But you know what? And this isn't about Trump, but it works. And it's been proven to work in hundreds of thousands of cases. So why are we, what's the story here? In terms, you want to talk about some kind of a conspiracy that is maybe politically motivated. Who knows why it's politically motivated? And Fauci said that HIV wasn't connected to AIDS. He's not a god of information. He was completely wrong about that. So how is he considered to be the end-all and be-all here?
Well, you bring up a really, really sticky topic and certainly an important one. You know, there's the medical community doesn't want to go on record as, you know, deeming hydroxychloroquine to be the panacea.
It isn't by itself. You got to have the Z-Pak with it.
No, but the point is that this has to do with the process of what's called off-label medicines. And that is medicines that are approved and designed to do one thing actually show that they have the capacity through the way they actualize, the way they operate, to cure something else. And the medical profession has used off-label medicine for years, even before the FDA. And it's like people taking aspirin to prevent heart attacks. Aspirins were designed to prevent headaches. So there's a lot of different... Rogaine was originally developed as some type of a drug for something completely different than hair growth, but they noticed that people who were taking it were growing hair. So all of it... I think ED medications were started for something else, and people noticed they were growing other things. So drugs have many uses, and it's not illegal for hydroxychloroquine to be used, it's up to the doctor and the patient and a thing called informed consent, where you tell the... Because every drug has a downside. Everybody listening to this broadcast has probably had the experience where they've gotten ill and the doctor says, I prescribe this, you might get this as a result of it, but here are your options.
Look at the advertising on every television program and radio program where they spend 15 seconds telling you why you should use the drug and 45 seconds telling you why you shouldn't.
So with hydroxychloroquine, it is clearly a political situation based upon power. And I'm not going to make accusations. However, remember that Big Pharma is a big business, and some drugs are not expensive and others are. And, well, who knows? It's going to all come out in the end. But the fact of the matter is we all know people who have been cured by that cocktail.
Yep.
I do understand its limitations, but I am very frustrated by the politicking that's been done. And the president, in this case, you know, because Trump said, hey, you know, he didn't do it in a very president. He didn't do it in a very presidential way, okay? He doesn't speak presidentially about these things. So that's a credit against anything he says being believed by many, many people in this country. But when he said, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, we should use hydroxychloroquine, he went a little out of his depth, but he was basically telling the truth. And people who hate Trump discredited that and thus discredited the drug.
Yeah.
You know, because God forbid Trump would be right about something. But then when Trump comes out like he did this week and talk about sunlight and injecting disinfectants into your body, he undoes his own credibility and further discredits the thing that he said that was true. Mm-hmm. So it's completely...
He steps over himself a lot.
Oh, it's maddening.
It's
absolutely maddening to see this process at
play.
He's
his own worst enemy.
Of course
in many
he
circumstances,
is.
Because he's right, and then he makes himself wrong.
Yeah.
And if he just would learn how to curb that instinct that he has to talk a little bit more than he ought to, whether it's posting or just saying, I think there are many things he's done that have made dramatic improvements in our country and has done, you know, things that have been fabulously beneficial. But he just steps on it because he can't help himself from being the way he is, which is not presidential, unfortunately. And so then you say, well, what is presidential? I don't know. I know it when I see it. Kind of like, I'll know it when I see it. I know it when I see it. What I feel like. But I really think that he's been right more often than wrong here. And every time he does prove to be right, he gets diddled with because of the political ramifications of who he is and where he is. So, in the meantime, the companies that, you know, I mean, the mind companies, the business of government, the business of the world, at least the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere, have come to a grinding halt.
Oh, yeah, we're stuck in a ditch, you know?
Yeah.
We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare, you know? It's like, okay,
oh, my God, that's fabulous. That's very good. We're stuck in a ditch with a flat tire and no spare.
That's what's
happening
right now.
Hold on to that one. 45 past the hour. In the interest of helping you take care of you, no matter what the outcome right now, in order so you don't get this problem, you don't have this problem, you don't become sick, you need to realize that if you're overweight, 78% of the population that is suffering and dying from this health condition are overweight, in some cases grossly overweight. So here come the folks at Calitrin. They want you to save yourself, help yourself, and sure, it helps them because that's what their business is. They're in the weight loss business. And business is good right now because people are realizing they need to get their weight into the optimum number. And you can do that so easily. So this is such a polished product. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any negatives. There's no stimulants, no drugs, nothing that'll jack you up. You take four capsules before you go to bed and let it do its work. TopLoss.com is the website. The code is DJV. Use that. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be able to buy anything over 3 units. You'll get double the number. So you buy 3, get 6. Buy 4, get 8. You follow the thinking. It's something that they have in store for you right now, and you can take advantage of it between now and the end of April. So do that. Lose weight, and my time is up. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV to lose the weight. The other list from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crew, has to do with all the people that play into the stories. So this list has value. Number 10, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her politicizing pretty much every breath she takes is a political breath. That may be said for Nancy Pelosi, who's 9, and Mitch McConnell, who's 8. And the leader of China, number 7, maybe the same can be said for him. Joe Biden is 6. Dr. Rick Bright is 5. Brian Kemp, tied with Carolyn Goodman, number 4. Mr. Cuomo, the mayor, I'm sorry, well, was he a mayor? No, he was never the mayor. He was always just a governor in terms of his political career. He says that's as far as he wants to go. Doesn't have presidential aspirations. Andrew Cuomo, number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, you find the list and all kinds of other things that will help you understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
We're sort of ensconced in this discussion about the impact of the coronavirus, and that pretty much takes up all of our time. But there are other things on the story list this week. To wit, I'll give you the top 10 in order from 10 to number 1. The tornadoes and weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South and the Southeast. Big topic of conversation. Certainly would be more important if we didn't have the virus to deal with. Number 9, the celebration of Earth Day and Earth Week. Number 8, the NFL draft. Who's been talking about that? Well, the Sports Talk Radio people need something to talk about, so that's why that's important. Number 7 through number 1 all have to do with the virus. Number 7 is the psychology of how we're communicating. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the stats, what are we living with and what do we have to deal with? Healthcare issues, number 4. The presidential race, number 3. Our civil liberties in focus with the virus, number 2. And the economy is number 1. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so Michael, in the minute that remains, the idea of what Big Pharma is doing and what can be done, you know, you can make an argument that they make all their drugs in China because they're cheap. There also is an argument that's coming forth. We got to make a lot of money on vaccine if we can come up with one. So there's, there are people looking at the drug companies askance in all of this as well.
Well, they are, and certainly I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything, but you have to take, you have to follow the money. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Anything having to do with business or politics, follow the money.
What did Tom Cruise yell in the movie? Show me the money! Well, there it is. That's it. And on that note, move along here. The Talk Radio Countdown. Check out the list at talkers.com. Check out Michael's interview this week as well.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show and our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the college professor who teaches law at Bentley University, leading expert in the law, leading expert on scams, a leading expert on a lot of things, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. An expert in all of those things. So,
there you go.
I know you're getting kicked out of the way. Well, that's true. You have been around. You and I have been friends for a long, long time. And I've seen some amazing things and heard some amazing things coming out of your mouth. So I'm going to go right to the heart of this whole situation we find ourselves in. I have decided to sort of use in parentheses the word war. We're at war with a bug. And we're also at war with the Chinese. We're at war, I think, to a lesser extent with the Russians and the Iranians. I think we've seen a lot more of that come out this week. But in terms of the states, like Mississippi this week announced, I think it's Mississippi, one of the M states, announced they're going to sue the Chinese government for $8 billion. And there are about 18 of these suits that are lining up to go after the Chinese. The Chinese say, wait a minute, this isn't our fault. This developed as a foodborne bacteria. We didn't develop it in the lab. And there aren't three people with a half a brain that believe one word of that. But they're sort of setting it up so that they could sort of deflect these lawsuits. And I think you and I talked about this a little bit last week as to whether they can actually be sued. And if you can't sue them, then what practical legal or business, is it, can it be legal for the United States of America to either incentivize or to say, companies, if you want to get certain tax benefits or you want to do this or that, you can't do business in China? What can we do to stem the flow of business away from China instead of into it?
Yeah, you know, you hit a terrific, terrific topic on that, and particularly the definition of war, and also how the legal system doesn't solve everything. I saw a general recently
really?
Saying...
Wait a minute. Let me write that down. Stephen J. Du. The legal system doesn't solve everything. Ooh.
You know, actually, it was very interesting. I'll take you back. In my law school days, in a trial practice class, this professor, who later became a very eminent judge, Hillers O'Bell, once told us, he said...
Yeah.
A civil trial is an admission of failure that reasonable people couldn't come to some kind of accommodation. But
yep.
You can take it beyond reasonable people and say sometimes dealing with unreasonable people, just the delays and ineffectiveness in some instances of the legal system makes it not appropriate for resolving every dispute. So, for instance, Russia is a huge problem worldwide with the disruption it's doing with cyber attacks.
Yep.
But the legal system's not equipped to do it. The kind of financial leverage that you're talking about and the kinds of sanctions that could be done against countries like China, like Russia, like North Korea, and so forth, those could be very, very effective. And I agree with you. I think there's got to be a real focus and someone with, as our old friend Gene Burns used to say, testicular fortitude to be able to do those things.
Yep, exactly. So let's see if people get away from the politics of all of this and actually focus on what the real problem is and stop being at war with each other, which is something we have not seen when there was a real problem like September 11th. You can go all the way back to World War II and everybody came together. This is something that will cause, if we let it go that far, the kind of devastation that we have had in our economy, maybe unprecedented for 100 years. And if we don't get together, I thought that was, what'd you say, a civil trial is an example or a demonstration that reasonable people can't come to a settlement or agreement? Is that what you said?
Yeah, come to a reasonable accommodation. You know, and unfortunately, not to turn this into an anti-Trump diatribe, the lack of leadership from the president has shown that regional associations of governors has actually been fairly effective, but it's got to be done on a federal level, and I agree with you. Using the full power, not necessarily the military, but the economic power of the United States is the way to go.
Yeah, and we do have more economic power, no matter what, than anybody else does. So we use that, and we just get, there's a psychology to that also, Steve, making us feel like we are in charge or in control and not lost out there with, you know, we have to beg, borrow, and steal from these people who are screwing us every way you can think of.
I couldn't agree with you more on that last statement, and I think it'll be important once we start, people will feel better.
I hope. Stephen J.J. Wiseman helps us feel better and think it through here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.